you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Joe Fortenbaugh is our man from ESPN Bet. He's our man in Vegas, and he is ESPN Bet live weekdays at 5 o'clock. He is a man that joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Joseph, how are you this morning?
Gentlemen, I'm fantastic. I'm coming to you live from the great state of Maine, right across the border from our good friends to the north, the Canadians. Your boy's leaf peeping this weekend. That's what the young people say, leaf peeping. Now, I know it sounds crazy. How can this guy be leaf peeping in the middle of football season? Well, it turns out my lovely, beautiful wife, who has tolerated so much over the years, has a very special birthday this weekend. And when you're married to someone like me who has to cover football the way he covers football, your birthday kind of gets slid to the side a little bit. So I said, no, not this year. Anything you want to do, we're going to take some time off. We're going to celebrate. So I'm in Maine today. I'm going to New Hampshire later.
Wow.
The fall foliage is fantastic. Let me tell you something. You guys think betting college football is a rush? No. The colors of the leaves in October in New Hampshire, that's a rush, gentlemen.
Oh, where God, in Maine Joe. Are you, Joe? Because it's a fascinating state. It's beautiful this time of year, especially.
Good lobster.
Great question.
Lobster.
Great question. Yeah, the lobster rolls are still flowing. It's delicious cold water lobster, as we all love. I am in the city of Kennebunkport, Maine right now. Ran into someone who actually recognized me last night, much like the people of Chicago who have let me know on Twitter. Not pleased with the college football picks this season. I told him I'm leaf peeping here, but we are going to try to turn the college picks around. Thank God some of those NFL picks hit last week. The college picks have been a disaster.
Well, are there any college games to pick? I mean, I know the national championship game, the reunion.
The ridiculous question, Mulligan. Yeah. That is a ridiculous question.
Okay. I mean, not good games is what I was trying to say. Always games to pick.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, we got the one big game last week, and for the 2 weeks leading up to that, we didn't get anything. And we don't really have a great weekend this weekend. The good news is, starting next weekend and then just ripping through how many weeks in a row, we're going to get deep in these conference schedules, and we're going to start to get some big ones. I know we got Alabama, Tennessee in a few weeks. We're finally going to see if Ohio State's worth anything when they got the Oregon game coming up. But I'll rip through a few right here for you. We're going to start with Louisville. We're going to lay the 6.5 against SMU. Louisville was very good in that game against Notre Dame. All right, they outgained them by about 115 total yards. They held the ball for 5 more minutes. Problem was, they turned it over too much, had a couple big mistakes on third down. But I think they're undervalued here against an SMU team that's riding really high coming off that Florida State win. All right, I think they're coming in a little bit big in the britches here. We're going to go ahead and play Louisville at less than a touchdown, minus 6.5. UConn, I'm hoping we're not too late on this one. UConn has been incredible this season. All right, they've covered 4 straight spreads, and they've covered those spreads by an average of 23 points per game. They're actually humming right now. They're laying 17 against Temple. I don't know if it's high enough. We're going to dip our toe into the water here with UConn, the way they've been smashing everybody, and we're going to take a shot with the Huskies. All right, Vanderbilt, plus 23 over Alabama. This one is not for the faint of heart, okay? I can understand you just watched Bama win a huge game against Georgia. Problem here is that this is your classic flat spot, right? You won this game. You know that you don't have to go undefeated to make the playoffs. So a loss down the line, you're still probably going to get in. Huge win. Everyone's celebrating. Here comes little old Vanderbilt. It's a road game. It's a sleepy spot. It's a Super Bowl for Vanderbilt, who should have upset Missouri, who did earlier in the season take out Virginia Tech. Better than expected. Open 24, down to 23. We'll play Vandy. Two more for you. Louisiana minus 16.5 over Southern Miss. Southern Miss is dreadful. Last time out, lost to Jacksonville State 44-7. They're a 6-point dog. First of all, you shouldn't be a dog to Jacksonville State. And then second of all, you shouldn't be losing by a margin of 44-7. So we're going to lay the 16.5 with Louisville. And then a little gimmick play here. Tennessee is going to go to Arkansas. One thing people have not noticed, and we used to talk about Tom Herman as an underdog on this show all the time. Here's an angle just like that. Tennessee in the first half, Josh Heupel, the head coach, this is his seventh year as a head coach for 3 years at Central Florida. Now he's in year four at Tennessee. Against the first half number, he's 72%. Against the first half number on the road, 76%, 23-7-1 against the spread. It's incredible. The offense knows how to blow people out early. So we're going to take a swing here. It's right around -7.5. There's some alts at 6.5 that are like -140. You could play those as well. So Louisville -6.5, UConn -17, Vanderbilt +23, Louisiana -16.5, Tennessee first half -7.5. Those are your college football selections from the great state of Maine.
All right, let's get to week five in the NFL.
I quickly give you one, Joe?
Yeah, I would love to hear. Mulligan, I've been doing this for more than 10 years. You've never given me anything.
I just wonder, am I out of line by saying Army over Tulsa?
Ooh, well, no, the service academies have been very, very good. Very, very good this year. That's the big concern they have with the playoff committee, is that Army and Navy play each other like the week after the vote goes down to set up the playoffs, and that might be the non-Power 4 conference champion that's highest rated. So I love the fact that you're looking at the service academies. Giddy up. I'll add that to the card.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
All right, Joe, week five in the NFL.
Let's go to London. I'll lay the 2.5 with Minnesota over the Jets. Kills me to do it. I thought the Jets were going to be a lot better this year. Their coaching is so bad. So bad. Like, they're going to completely waste anything they get out of the end of Rodgers' career with how poorly prepared they are and how poorly they coach games. I mean, they're just one of those teams that when you watch them, their head is so far underwater, they don't know what they're doing. Nathaniel Hackett as an offensive coordinator against Brian Flores as a defensive coordinator, that's the handicap. Minnesota -2.5. Arizona +7.5 over San Francisco. I know this is going to be a tough pill to swallow. Niners are banged up all over the place. Look-ahead line here with 6.5. Cardinals go get blown out. Niners beat the Patriots. Who cares? That goes through the key number of 7 to 7.5. I'll grab that. I think that price is too high. Seattle -6.5 over the Giants. Not a believer in the Giants, but that's not saying a whole lot because I don't think anyone out there is a believer in the Giants, including the owner of the team. They stink. Offensively, they can't do anything. They make a ton of mistakes in the red zone. I like the Seattle team. I like the fact that they got tested at Detroit. They hung in with them. They had a lot of injuries on defense, but they're getting healthier. I think they can win this game by more than a touchdown. Pittsburgh -2.5 over Dallas. Tread lightly because McCarthy with extra rest is very good. Stylistically, I don't like the matchup. Pittsburgh should be able to run the ball. That keeps it easy for Justin Fields. Pittsburgh defense should limit what the Cowboys want to do. Keep in mind, the Cowboys are very poor when having to play from behind, okay? That's like the big Achilles heel for them. If they have to play from behind, it's a mess. Nobody's led for more minutes this season than the San Francisco 49ers. Number two is the Pittsburgh Steelers. They've been playing from in front a lot more than everyone in the league except San Francisco. And then finally, Monday Night Football, under 43.5, Chiefs Saints. The under's hitting 61% in Kansas City home games dating back like 9 years. All right, you get a lot of unders in these Kansas City home games. So to recap the card, Vikings minus 2.5, Cardinals plus 7.5, Seattle minus 6.5, Pittsburgh minus 2.5, under 43.5, Chiefs Saints. I want to like the Bears this weekend. I really do. I'm trying to figure out the best way to play them, because the thing is, when we start to talk about these spreads right around 4, which was what we see against Carolina, if I'm going to cover 4, I need an offense with a little bit of pop. Like, we need to be able to score on some big plays, and I know we're still waiting for some of that to happen. So the best move here might be to look at the Carolina Panther team total and bet the under. I know they're scoring more with Dalton, but the Bear defense is number 5 in the NFL in EPA. That dates back to, like, late last season when they brought in Sweat in the trade from the Commanders. That has carried over quite nicely. So instead of playing it as a full game angle, I think I'm going to use the best part of the Bears, which is the defense, and I'm going to attack the team total under for Carolina, because if I got to bet on that Bears offense, I got to tell you, boys, it's been a little inconsistent for my liking this year.
That's fun stuff, Joe. This segment with Joe Fortenbaugh brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. Yeah, we're expecting the Bears to sit up and take notice and finally score some points and maybe start looking like that Super Bowl team back in the day that you mentioned earlier in the season.
Can't believe they're only favored by 3.5, Joe. That's a hard one to figure.
I know. That's the thing. It's you assess this, and these numbers will start to climb, but look at the scoring in the NFL. It's down a little bit this year. Explosive plays are down a little bit. This whole too high safety thing is limiting what offenses do, and you've got these underdogs covering, especially dogs of like 5.5 or more, 6 or more. They've been covering like crazy. We're not getting the big blowout margins in the NFL that we used to. Teams are surging back in the second half too. So trying to cover these numbers, like 4 doesn't look like a lot, but if you're going to cover 4 in this modern NFL, you got to have some pop on offense. I need to know you can get down the field quickly at times if I need some points, and we haven't seen that from the Bears just yet. So let's bet the defense this weekend.
Love it, Joe. Thank you, buddy. Always a joy.
Enjoy Maine.
Hey, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, boys. A little maple syrup today. A little maple syrup in between peeping the leaves. That's what we're doing. Love you, Chicago. Go Bears.
That is awesome. That is our guy, Joe Fortenbaugh. He's in Maine peeping the leaves. It just sounds dirty.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.